Senator Begich says it can be difficult to get the Senate in Washington, D.C. to understand issues in Alaska. I asked him what he does in cases where federal policy could be damaging to the unique circumstances people face here. For example, new federal guidelines for the Healthy and Hunger-Free Kids Act will restrict what high school teams sell in concessions at tournaments and other events. Those concession sales make up a big portion of their fundraising, which they need to travel to compete. The Ketchikan School Board has tried to get approval to amend the federal policy so it wouldn't affect team fundraising.
One of the issues there is trying to streamline some of the products that are just, they're just not healthy. And but it is tough. But we have to figure out, with an obesity rate one of the highest in the nation, what are we going to do to combat this issue and how to live a healthier lifestyle? Because at the end of the day, we're all picking up the bill for unhealthy lifestyle. Less bad stuff, it means a healthier person, less cost, and less healthcare costs.
Begich says obesity in Alaska is the bigger issue here. A recent survey of school children in Ketchikan found that 42% of pre-kindergarten through ninth graders are overweight or obese. Begich also talked about the VA healthcare controversy, in which dozens of veterans died because of delayed medical care. Begich had pressed the now-resigned VA Secretary Eric Shinseki to punish people in the VA who were responsible.
And so I think the challenges around the country are appalling. And I think people who have caused issues with the waiting list, committed fraud of any kind, need to be held accountable and need to be prosecuted. But we also need to fix the system.
Last week, Begich gave a presentation on the Senate floor about how Alaska has improved veterans' health care, cutting down wait times by focusing on improving access.
What I'm worried most about right now is we run to a crisis. That's what happens in Washington, D.C. We didn't do that here. I saw this problem in 09. We took it on, got results. Today, we see the benefits of it for our veterans in Alaska. It doesn't mean it's perfect. We have more work to do on our veterans programs here. But just the fact we were able to do that shows it can be done. Alaska is the example.
Begich says he will make accomplishments like these the focus of his campaign for re-election. If you live in Alaska, you've probably seen attack ads against Begich, like this one, funded by the conservative group Crossroads GPS.
A national disgrace. Veterans died waiting for care that never came. Senator Mark Begich sits on the Veterans Affairs Committee. His response? If there's a problem, they need to fix it. If there's a problem...
It feels like all they're doing is spending money beating on me, whoever they are.
Begich wouldn't specify who he sees as his main competition in the upcoming election. There are multiple candidates vying for the Republican, Libertarian, and Independent spots.
So who knows what the, who will be the candidate on the other side? What I'm going to concentrate on is talking about the issues that I care about, that over the last 5.5 years that Alaskans have talked to me about, that we've gotten results on, that we've gotten things done, and that's what I'll focus on.
Begich commented on two issues that will be up for voters to decide on the November ballot: a minimum wage increase and legalization of recreational marijuana. He says he supports raising the minimum wage. As for recreational marijuana, he said he'll let voters decide that issue. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.